From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The fight to define Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor has begun.
I will seek somebody with a sharp and independent mind.
That's from the first television ad defending Sotomayor from a coalition of groups supporting her nomination. Organizations that oppose her have been mobilizing, too. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this survey of the battlefield.
The opposition has not yet bought television time. Instead, conservatives went to the web.
So what is she saying?
Court of Appeals is where policy is made. And I know this is on.
The Judicial Confirmation Network created this ad. Director Gary Marks says this battle is very different from the last two under President Bush.
This time we're not working with an administration or a sitting president on what we hope would be a nominee of judicial restraint.
This time his group is attacking rather than defending the nominee.
We wanted to make sure that now that the Obama administration has vetted her behind closed doors, she's been brought out to the American public, and the American public can vet her, her record, her own word.
The words that have received the most attention from opponents are lifted out of a speech Sotomayor made in 2001. She said, "I would hope that a wise Latina woman with the richness of her experience would more often than not reach a better conclusion than a white male who hasn't lived that life." Today, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and other conservative activists called that comment racist. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs responded.
I think we can all move past YouTube snippets and half sentences and actually look at the honest-to-God record of these nominees.
Groups on both sides have stockpiles of money on hand to wage this war, and some Republicans are concerned about the direction the fight is heading.
If they begin to say things that sound as though this is a little bit of, you know, beating up on Hispanics, then we begin to step into some problem areas.
Frank Guerra is a Republican strategist in Texas who specializes in helping candidates win over Hispanic voters.
I think what we saw in the last election cycle were Hispanics responding to some of the very strong rhetoric that was out there. And, you know, Republicans, as they decide what it is that they're going to say and how they're going to say it and what form they're going to say it, they're going to have to weigh that moment against what the future implications are going to be, particularly in states with very large Hispanic populations where they are the swing vote.
There's a real difference between lawmakers and activists. Activists don't have to win elections. So Republican senators are caught between not wanting to alienate their base and not wanting to alienate Hispanic swing voters. This makes some Democrats feel pretty confident. There is a broad coalition of activist groups waging the fight to confirm Judge Sotomayor.
We think it's important that the American people get to see an unvarnished view of Judge Sotomayor.
Wade Henderson leads the Center for Constitutional Values.
We know that in the past there have been efforts to distort the records of many nominees to the court. We are, however, quite confident that in the final analysis, both with the White House support for her nomination and confirmation, but also in the way her record has been presented to the American people, there will be no distortion.
So if there's so much confidence, why are people dumping massive amounts of cash into this battle? Guy Cecil is a Democratic strategist who is not working on the Sotomayor fight. He says both sides have a broader agenda here.
One of the benefits of these types of fights, in the same way that it was a benefit for the stimulus fight and for other things that are going to happen in the legislature over the course of the next few years, is that it does continue to build and activate the large grassroots showing that Obama had in the last election.
Not to mention, the Senate is predictably unpredictable. And if there's a bombshell in the confirmation process, nobody wants to be unprepared. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.